John chapter 13. Now, before the feast of the Passover, remember this is the fourth Passover mentioned by John, which means Jesus' time is almost up here on the earth because his ministry was for 3.5 years, and this is the fourth Passover mentioned. When Jesus knew that his hour had come, that he should depart out of this world to the Father, having loved his own who were in the world, he loved them to the end, talking about his apostles. And supper being ended, the devil having now put into the heart of Judas Iscariot, and we realize that's not literal, that's a figure of speech, Judas Iscariot used his own free will to be tempted, and he gave in to that temptation, Simon's son, to betray him. Jesus, knowing that the Father had given all things into his hands, and that he had come from God and went to God, he rose from supper and laid aside his garments and took a towel and girded himself. After that, he poured water into a basin and began to wash the disciples' feet and to wipe them with the towel with which he was girded. Now, that is quite a humbling experience, especially back then. I mean, people's feet were probably very dirty because they wore sandals. I'm not a foot person, so I would be totally disgusted. But this is quite a humbling thing to do. He sat there and he washed all of his apostles' feet. That's like 24 nasty feet that he washed. Then he came to Simon Peter, and Peter said to him, "Lord, do you wash my feet?" Jesus answered and said to him, "What I do you do not understand now, but you shall understand hereafter." Peter said to him, "You shall never wash my feet." Peter wasn't trying to insult Jesus. He just knew that washing somebody's feet is not something that the Son of God should be doing. He should be exalted, and here he is washing their feet. Jesus answered him, "If I do not wash you, you have no part with me." So Jesus, I think, is telling Peter, look, I'm trying to teach you a lesson here. I'm trying to show you what it means to be a Christian, and that is to be humble. If you don't let me do this, you don't have the right attitude to be one of mine. Simon Peter said to him, "Lord, not only my feet, but also my hands and my head." We can always count on Peter to just be the first one to speak up, first one to put his foot in his mouth, so to speak. Jesus said to him, "He who is washed needs only to wash his feet, but is every bit clean. And you are clean, but not all." Jesus is saying, look, Peter, I don't need to wash your whole body. This, you're missing the point. My lesson here is humbleness. To be humble. And then he also mentions they're not all clean. Well, he's referring, of course, to Judas Iscariot, for he knew who would betray him. Therefore, he said, "You are not all clean." So after he had washed their feet and had taken his garments and had sat down again, he said to them, "Do you know what I have done to you? You call me Master and Lord, and you are right to say it, for so I am. If I then, your Lord and Master, have washed your feet, you also ought to wash one another's feet." Be humble. Don't be arrogant. In the Lord's church, there are not different classes. It's just another major, major thing wrong with the Catholic Church, where they have the clergy and the laity. That's just such nonsense. We're all equal. Now, there are people in the Lord's Church that have different roles. You know, you have your elders and your deacons. You've got your preachers, your teachers, et cetera, et cetera. But no one is above anyone else. "For I have given you an example that you should do as I have done to you, which is to serve one another." Don't be arrogant. "Truly, truly, I say to you, the servant is not greater than his master, nor is he who is greater than he who sent me." You're not greater than me, and I am not greater than God. "If you understand these things, you are happy if you do them. Be content on being a servant, instead of trying to be the greatest in the kingdom, like they've argued about before. I do not speak of you all. I know whom I have chosen. but that the scripture may be fulfilled, and he's quoting from Psalm 41:9, he who eats bread with me has lifted up his heel against me. In other words, one of you is going to betray me. Now I tell you before it comes, that when it has come to pass, you may believe that I am he. More proof that he truly is the Son of God, because he is prophesying right then and there that one of them is going to betray him. Truly, truly, I say to you, he who receives whoever I send receives me, and he who receives me receives him who sent me. Whoever receives me receives God. When Jesus had said this, he was troubled in spirit and testified and said, truly, truly, I say to you, that one of you shall betray me. Again, this, of course, this is upsetting to Jesus. This is very upsetting. Then the disciples looked at one another, doubting of whom he spoke. They didn't know. Who is he talking about? Now there was one of his disciples, whom Jesus loved, we're pretty sure that's John, leaning on Jesus' bosom. Therefore Simon Peter beckoned to him that he should ask who it should be of whom he spoke. Then lying on Jesus' breast, he said to him, Lord, who is it? So Peter went to John and said, hey, go ask Jesus who it is that he's talking about that's going to betray him. So John went and asked him. Jesus answered, it is he to whom I give a piece of bread when I have dipped it. And when he had dipped the piece of bread, he gave it to Judas Iscariot, the son of Simon. And after the piece of bread, Satan entered into him, again a figure of speech. Judas used his free will, was tempted, and gave in to that temptation. Then Jesus said to him, what you do, do quickly. Now no man at the table knew for what intent he spoke this to him. For some of them thought, because Judas had the bag, the money bag, that Jesus had said to him, buy those things that we have need of in preparation for the feast, or that he should give something to the poor. So when Jesus told Judas, whatever you're going to do, go do it now. The other apostles didn't know what he meant. They thought, well, maybe he's telling Judas to go buy some things for the Passover feast. Maybe he's telling them to go give some money to the poor. We don't know what he's talking about. Having received the piece of bread, he then went out immediately, and it was night. Therefore, when he had gone out, Jesus said, now is the Son of Man glorified, and God is glorified in him. His final part of his mission is about to happen. Dying on the cross, being buried, being raised again the third day, and ascending back into heaven to sit on the right hand of God. If God is glorified in him, God shall also glorify him in himself, and shall glorify him immediately. Little children, I am with you yet a little while. You shall seek me, and as I said to the Jews, where I go, you cannot come. So now I say to you, a new commandment I give to you, that you love one another, as I have loved you, that you also love one another. Now we know that loving your neighbor as yourself is not a new commandment. Okay, that was even back in the law of Moses. I think what he's saying, as far as the new part, he's telling them, I'm about to die for you. I am giving my life for you and everyone else on this earth. That's the kind of love that I want you guys to have. This type of agape love, where you will lay down your life for someone else if you need to, whether you even know that person, whether you even like that person. By this shall all men know that you are my disciples, if you have love for one another, like the love that Jesus is talking about. Simon Peter said to him, Lord, where are you going? Jesus answered him, where I go, you cannot follow me now, but you shall follow me afterward. I'm assuming he's talking about heaven, that he's going to go back to heaven, but later you guys will also come to heaven with me. Or he could be talking about him going to his own death. You know, I'm going to the cross to be crucified. You guys are going to end up dying at some point too. I'm not sure which he's talking about there. Peter said to him, Lord, why can I not follow you now? I will lay down my life for your sake. Jesus answered him, will you lay down your life for my sake? Really, Peter? Really? Because guess what? Truly, truly, I say to you, the rooster shall not crow until you have denied me three times. You know, Peter is so gung-ho right now. Jesus, I'll go anywhere with you. I'll die with you. And then as soon as they come for Jesus, they scatter. They absolutely scatter. and that is John chapter 13.